Welcome to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the movie Mission Impossible, 1 minute at a time. I am still Jonathan.
I'm still Nathan.
I'm pretty sure I'm still Rick.
I say I'm still Alex right here.
Oh, God, that accent is the worst.
That's not the worst. Wait till you hear the word.
Alex has lots of bad accents that he does.
I sure do.
And like bad wine, they do not get better with age.
Alex is back again from Galaxy Quest Minute, yep. Along with my co-host, Nathan from the Goofy Minute, and Rick from the Mad Max Minute. So welcome back, everybody.
Good day.
Good day. Thank you.
We're not on your podcast, so you could do all the Australian accents you want.
Right. None of my regular listeners are here, so they can't badmouth my accent.
Oh, it keeps going into the Outback accent.
Right. I'm going to switch intermittently between Australia and New Zealand because I cannot keep them straight. They are the same to me.
Blasphemy.
I wonder if anyone in this cafeteria is eating a blooming onion.
Oh, it's getting worse. I love it. It's my favorite. Well, all voices aside, this is Minute 59, and we have to do that in our normal voice and in other weird voices. This minute begins with a Diet Coke ad placement on a giant Diet Coke machine and ends with the boys in a vent.
Yeah.
I'd just like to start out this minute by saying I'm kind of sad for William Donlow's life. Mm. I've now watched 5 minutes of his life, and it is sad. So we got the same guard who brought them to the storage closet, Acker. He has now figured out that there were originally three of him. He has walked down the hallway. He's now walking back. And, guys, Acker does have his gun with him.
We were wrong? Whew. Impossible.
He's not a complete idiot. He's just part of an idiot because he figures out that one is missing. So he walks back in to completely close himself off with the two people that he thinks there's something shifty going on.
And doesn't have his weapon drawn.
No. His weapon is at his side. Don't go back in the storage closet. Just pull the alarm. The second you come in and there are three people and then there are two, you pull the alarm. Well, actually, wait. The alarm's already been pulled. So would that do anything?
You pull the other?
Yeah, pull the terrorist alarm.
I mean, they've got to have more than one alarm.
Oh, the terrorist alarm. That's like a pull, like one of those old chain toilets.
You just it's pull 96. Down. There wasn't a terrorist alarm yet. That was five years away.
You're right. Oof. It's a different time. Wow.
Yeah.
Bringing us down.
You'd always count on Alex to be bright and cheery when he really counts.
Yeah.
Acker walks back in the room and says, "Where's the other guy?" This is another terrible ADR. He asks, "There were three of you." And then he says, "Where's the other guy?" That's the line he said in person. But there were three of you, as if that's a studio note. Like, we need to remind him how many people were in the room because everyone's going to be confused otherwise. All right. Everybody calm down.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other person's a woman. How can you say the other guy? I don't get it.
He might be referring to the royal guy where it's more unisex. But still, he should have been able to recognize, you know, okay, so it was 3 - 1 + 1 + 1 = 2 + 3. Not enough people. You know, one of those classic Clue moments where just doesn't add up.
Two.
Two doesn't add up to three.
at the center of his board full of strings is just a thing that says 2 = 3.
He's like, he's going to pull out a piece of paper. And he's like, I'm going to write a number on this. There were three firefighters. I'm going to tack it on the wall. And then he walks back in. Wait a second. 3, 1, 2. And then they're going to be like, 3? He'd be like, oh, yeah, that's right.
All right. I'm 3.
Yeah.
So at second 20, we see Ethan kick Acker's right in the chest. This is only the second time Ethan has hit somebody in this movie, in this action movie.
All right, so we know he's not a ghost.
Yes. The way you always check to see if someone is a ghost is you kick them in the chest first without asking them a question.
They catch him taking his face off, which is very embarrassing.
Yeah. My face.
You don't want to be caught. Because didn't someone say it looked like Tom Cruise with a mustache? But apparently it's a whole face and hair, too. So
it's a face that also looks like Tom Cruise. It was Tom Cruise in a Tom Cruise mask.
Yeah, that's a weird waste of a mask because we never actually see him in a mask. They didn't have the budget for it, I guess.
It's Ethan Hunt in the Tom Cruise, the actor mask.
Hmm. This is Chekhov's mask. It just this mask will come back.
So it's kind of like how Mike Myers was wearing the William Shatner mask. Here we've got Ethan Hawke wearing
Ethan Hawke.
It's Ethan Hunt. Ethan it's Hunt, an Ethan sorry. Hawke mask.
Oh, well, that makes perfect sense. So it's Ethan Hawke with a mustache.
He's getting ready to defend his house on Purge Night.
That was one of his aliases on that big board. Ethan Hawke. Not very different.
I mean, granted, an Ethan Hawke mask probably would work pretty well.
Well, yeah, and Ethan hasn't hit anybody all the way since minute two. He slapped a Russian informant in the cold open of this movie. And he has not physically touched another human being in violence since
then.
Well,
he did throw Claire down on the bed and kind of glower over her in a sort of usty way.
Not he didn't hit her, though.
Yeah.
Well, he's the hero.
Yeah,
he is the hero.
He's the good guy?
So he kicks security Acker in the chest, and Krieger grabs him and pulls out his knife and is about to, I guess, stab him. And Ethan grabs his arm and says, zero body count. Eagle-eyed viewers will remember the knife that Krieger is holding from earlier in the movie. I remember when I saw this movie, I hadn't put it together yet about what's coming up, but I remember thinking, oh, man, everyone really loves that type of knife. Instead of thinking, oh, duh, that's the knife that he always uses. So, you know, it's at the time, like, think of it this way. When everybody had an Uzi in a movie, like in those 80s movies, everyone had an Uzi. I just thought, oh, it's like the popular gun in that movie. I just thought, oh, this is a spy knife. And all spies have these. They're just, it's the knife that everyone loves.
You get it when you become a spy.
Right.
If CSI has taught me anything, that knife is still holding microscopic amounts of blood in the handle. So
that's a different knife.
Oh, so he's got like a room full of that exact same knife.
Krieger keeps a suitcase and it's just full of these knives all ready to go.
He's got an alias somewhere in a post office box, and he's got one of those things where you can have Amazon just resend you things every week or month.
Oh, he's got subscribe and save.
Exactly.
Shabby spy knives. Okay.
Yeah. He's got a Prime account under some fake name somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Or at least he will. Not 1996, he doesn't.
I mean, if he survived to the end of the movie, he'd be rich because he had Prime. He had Amazon stock before Amazon had Amazon stock.
Krieger says, I thought he said something in French. He says, zero body count. And Krieger says, I thought, mumsy. He doesn't say mumsy. Do you guys know what he says?
We'll see.
We'll see.
Oh, yeah. How come you guys all got we'll see from that? I heard mumsy.
I watched the DVD with subtitles.
Yeah. I've literally got the subtitles in front of my face.
I had to look in the book. And unfortunately, this book would love to say mumsy, but it does not.
Mumsy.
I feel we'll like see. That book, though, would love to say we'll see after we make passionate love.
I was about to say, does the book describe the look that is passing between Ethan and Krieger at this point?
We'll see. And then Krieger gives Ethan a smoldering look.
All right, here you go then. Here you go then. By then, Krieger had pulled a stun gun from the fireman's suit and jabbed it into the guard's neck, immobilizing him, dragging him inside. Ooh. This is obviously different than what we were talking about. Dragging him inside, he pulled his black Teflon-coated combat knife. I'm also reading it in a certain inflection that might be causing some problems, too. And prepared to finish Ackers on the spot. When Ethan rolled around...
Whoa.
When Ethan whirled around, snapping a spin kick that knocked the knife out of Krieger's hand, Ethan grabbed Krieger by the shoulders and hissed, zero body count. Well, he says he hissed it. He hissed it. How else do I read that?
Hiss.
Parcel tongue.
Zero body count. And then Krieger says, mumsy. No, he says, we'll see. And then stares back at Ethan, knowing they were too deep into the mission for chain of command debates.
Ugh.
God, this book is the worst.
It's that moment when you're too deep in the mission and Ethan says, we got to go deeper, and you know there's just no more mission to give.
It's all Krieger wants to do is finish off this guy over on the side.
You're so deep and you just want to finish this guy.
I'm staying out of this one.
Well, well, he's immobilized. What else am I going to do?
He's already knocked him out. That's what's crazy. He's not awake when Krieger takes him to knife him.
Yeah, he has delivered the one shot knockout. Mm-hmm. And Krieger's,
I don't know if you
can
kick somebody in the chest hard enough to knock him out.
Well, no, after Krieger, it's the kick to the chest, and then he gives him, an elbow to the neck or the back.
Oh, Krieger does the Shatner?
The judo chop.
Back of the neck?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Either that, or we really can't see Krieger's hand in that shot. I bet he has a really small knife. He already stuck him in the spinal cord, so the guy's already dead.
The guy is paralyzed.
Like an ice pick. Like Goodfellas. He already ice picked the guy.
Ackers will never walk again.
Well, at least him and the other security guard will have something to bond over.
Oh, God.
Bond over their war wounds.
Hey, remember when I got shot when I was in Beirut? Yeah, remember when I worked here and got shivved in the spine?
I got shivved by a firefighter.
I can't believe they let me keep my job.
Well, he almost kills that guy, which isn't positive, but they are both positively not smoking, so that's
it. Yeah, there's a really specific sign behind them saying positively no smoking. Guys, that is British. That is a
I say, old chum, there will be positively no smoking here whatsoever.
If you don't mind, chap.
When all your signs in CIA headquarters sound like Mary Poppins is telling you this, indubitably, go down to the stairs. That's what we, yes.
I have a question again. What was their plan? Did they really think they were going to be left alone in this room and that no one would ever come back to check?
Yeah, that was weird that he left and they thought, well, we did it.
Yeah.
He's gone. Let's get naked.
When you guys reenacted this last episode, you forgot to do the part where they high five after he leaves. Like, we did it. We tricked Ackers.
He's like, there used to be three of you, and I was going to ask where the other one was, and now there's only one of you. What's going on? And you're holding a rope.
Wait, you had a mustache before. That would be my first question. It wouldn't be, there was another one of you. Was, hey, didn't you have a mustache? If I stood up right now and went to get a beer and came back and all three of you did not have a mustache, I would be like, hey, weren't there another one of you? No. First thing I would say is, why is your mustache? At second 34, someone else who's cool and down and hip is Claire. And she is walking toward Mr. Donlow. And then we get our overhead De Palma shot. Also our overhead Alfred Hitchcock shot.
Yeah.
It's a really cool shot where the camera actually is on a boom that moves upwards and then points downwards. And so we can see them it's a good view of their coffee.
And the Washington Post.
Yep. No, that's his murder rag. That's the thing he writes all the people he's going to murder in. Just got to write the names. She sits down next to him and is uncomfortably close to him.
Yes.
She is definitely invading his personal space. Her notepad is half an inch away from his coffee mug. Mm-hmm. I would notice that and be annoyed. Even if she wasn't doing anything, that would annoy me in my normal life.
Yes.
There's some weird black dots in his coffee mug, little splatters already.
Yeah?
Was that from before he added cream?
I think that's just from a poor quality coffee machine.
Oh, that's grounds, yeah.
Those are grounds.
That's too bad.
That's more like,
oh, you're talking about on the side, right? Yeah, and well, because in the book that it's a clear liquid that she squirts into his cup.
wait a second. He popped out of that room so that he could stop off to get something. Why is he now stopping to read?
Because she doesn't. The security guard doesn't want anything, so he has nowhere to be. And his life is empty, and the only thing he has going for him is going back into that room. So he's gonna.
So since Janice didn't need anything, he's going to stop off and read the Washington Post.
Also, if you noticed in the last minute earlier, Claire does look at her watch, so he must go to lunch around the same time every day.
Ugh.
I don't know how they would get that intel on a person in a place they can't get in, they can't hack into, but...
Somehow that makes him more sad.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's the same time there's a fire every day, too.
It's 10:01, time for my coffee break.
Ooh, there's a coupon for free something planning.
Dinger family, which one?
Are you looking in his?
I'm just looking at the newspaper, and I saw the word "free," and it caught my eye. It's my favorite price for things.
It's escape planning.
Oh, nice.
What is that?
There's also a best price for something.
If there's anyone who needs a vacation, it's this guy.
So if we screenshot that and print it out, can we bring it into a store and be like, this is a coupon for free something planning? Is this still valid?
Yeah. Maybe.
Something kickoff savings. floor. I think it actually says underneath kickoff, I think it says like flooring. So
that's
I
good
think
stuff.
It's like some kind of flooring is what I'm going with. Exciting.
This is the kind of stuff people are tuning in for.
Mm-hmm.
Claire now uses a gadget. First, it's the first real gadget we've seen in a little while, and it's some sort of pen that squirts liquid. Great.
That's called a broken pen.
I'm gonna keep using the word squirts because it's very unsettling. Claire squirts. Nope.
If you hadn't stopped, you probably could have made it all the way through that sentence without a meltdown.
Claire has a pen, and that pen squirts stuff into the cup.
Well done. You know, that pen is probably not from the IMF. It's probably just a practical joke pen that you can fill with any liquid.
Mm-hmm.
And then the liquid, whatever it is, was probably the trick.
Yeah, it's a clear liquid that goes into the coffee. Hopefully it's tasteless, odorless. Iocane powder.
Hopefully it's a non-nutritional sweetener.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like a saccharin?
Yeah.
Or a
stevia.
It's liquid stevia.
It's a good thing she hit the correct button, because if it started shooting out ink instead of that clear liquid and then he starts drinking it and his teeth turn black, I feel like people would know something's up.
He'd be like, lady, did you just put ink in my drink?
It's also a good thing she had correct aim, because she could have just overshot the damn thing and hit him right in the hand.
Then it starts to burn and crackle and blister. And he's like, oh, God.
We're not going to find out this week, though, what the liquid does to you. But I'm hoping for William Donlow and his life, it just kills you. I'm hoping it just murders you.
Well, I mean, they're in the CIA. It's probably LSD.
That's true.
I hope it's a truth serum.
I'm William Donlow and my life sucks.
He's going to be out in the hallway licking the wallpaper.
I tell people I have a cat. I don't have a cat. I live with my mom.
She's one
I
cool
call
cat.
My mom Mr. Snuggletoes.
My father was Mr. Snuggleton. My mom is Mrs. Snuggleton. And then this minute ends with Krieger and Ethan in vents.
Yay.
If the building has a fortified white room, I think I would probably put laser grids on both ends of these vents. We talked about earlier the vent and how, I mean, why wouldn't you just put a laser grid on this part of the vent?
Mm. Laser grids are pricey. And
we can't order two of these. We only have one.
I mean, did you see that video wall the other day? I mean, when your options are video wall or laser fence, you see the video wall all the time.
I think we can blame it on Reagan's tax cuts, really, is what. The government budget was down when they were building the room. They couldn't put in two laser grids.
Mm.
Two laser grids. Come on, we're government funded.
Yeah.
If this air duct crawling is a particular trope that we've seen a lot. If you'll permit me to vent here for a minute. The Mythbusters busted this one pretty firmly. Basically, there's no way the only way you can crawl through a duct is if you sound like, you know, just boom, boom, boom the whole way through it. So,
yeah. Sheet metal's not known for its structural integrity.
Structural integrity or for its quietness.
Yeah. No, it's meant to be lightweight.
Not load-bearing.
Somehow, inexplicably, this duct is actually now bigger than it was before.
Mm-hmm.
It's now 3 feet wide or 3 feet squared. It's huge.
Yeah, it's funny, a bit of a spoiler for the subsequent minute, but it's big enough for Big Giant Jean Reno, who's not
his nickname, Big Giant Jean Reno.
I mean, he's not a small guy.
That's his country music name.
Guy. I'm a large Frenchman who's actually not French. I am from Spain.
I'm a large French Spanish man.
My Jean Reno is better than your Jean Reno. This is all I have to say.
That is true.
Yours is more Pepe Le Pew.
You call that a genre now? This is a genre now.
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
And that's where this minute ends, with them in the vent. We have a lot of vent stuff, so we'll talk about it tomorrow. I think this is a good place to wrap up when we come back to minute 60 for tomorrow. Alex, thanks again for coming.
Yep.
Nathan, Rick, always a pleasure. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Yep. If you guys want to talk to any of us, you can go to our Facebook group, The Impossible Minute Force, or over on to Twitter at Min Impossible and Instagram at Minute Impossible, and see things from behind the scenes. There will be a picture up of all of us laughing and having beards. I took it when no one was looking. And other than that, we'll see you tomorrow. I've been Jonathan.
I'm Nathan.
I'm Rick.
I am Alex.
And this minute will self-destruct.
Kablooey!
Welcome to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is for me to sync our sound first. And I shouldn't be saying this at all. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Close enough.